Yo, what's going on? This is Relax and Nosy underscore Jackson. I am back with Big Hosey, and we're talking about the grand, great, and fantastic sport of MMA. And there's all types of things happening that we need to get into. But first and foremost, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, man. The weekend was good. Just came off a real chill, relaxing weekend. How about yourself?
Not so bad, not so bad. Chilling out. You know, got the chance to catch up on some fights. Didn't have, you know, much exciting news, but there was some exciting fights that happened over the weekend, I'll say. You know, we had the fight night and then we had a retirement. But I mean, before we get to that, what were your general thoughts of, you know, the fight night that happened on Saturday?
It was cool. It wasn't a bad night of fights. I think it was entertaining for the most part, or if you're just looking to chill out and just have some background noise, I think it did its job. I was I was impressed with how the main event went, because I was actually expecting a dud. Now, I know not everybody was a big fan of it, but to me, it exceeded my expectations, because my expectations for it were a little low. So if you want to really get into the main event, let me know, unless you want to let people know where they can follow us.
Well, first and foremost, if they want to follow us, they can go to the Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram, Advised Highly on Twitter. And of course, if you're watching us on YouTube, then you should know that we are the Highly Advised Podcast. But for anybody who is their first time listening to us, they should definitely, you know, give us a chat, you know, let us know what you think of the card yourselves. Let us know what your favorite fight was. I know a lot of people like the main event. I got to watch the co-main event. I would like to say, if I'm not mistaken, it was Alexander Volkov.
And Alexander Romanov, I believe.
Yes. And it looked like a relatively easy fight for Alexander Volkov. He went in there and it took him little to no time to get the fight kind of finished after the first takedown attempt from Alexander Romanov. Nikita Krylov and Ryan Spann kind of had a nice back and forth before it ended in a submission. But, you know, overall, I'd say the card was nice.
Okay. So what's your take on the main event?
So for me, the main event was good. I thought it was actually entertaining a lot. I thought it was a lot more entertaining than I thought it was going to be. I'm not going to lie, because I thought it was going to be more of a just straight up stand up affair, kind of just back and forth kickboxing match. But I feel like Mirab Davalishvili turned it into more of like a real like MMA match, because he definitely attempted a lot of takedowns. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 49 takedowns.
Yep.
Set a new record, you know. And that was cool. Piotr Jan got beat handily in this fight. I was shocked by that. I wasn't expecting him to get dominated the way he was in this fight. And I knew that Davalishvili was definitely going to have some type of insight to the fight, because, you know, he was training for this with Aljamain. So, right. Like, it's not so far-fetched that he would win the fight. But to think that he dominated almost every second of it from round one to round five, I was not predicting that. So yeah, that was an interesting fight for me.
Yeah, I thought this fight was going to be I thought this fight was going to be a lot more competitive, not gonna lie. I did pick Mirab to win, but I thought he was gonna just wrestle and grapple him the whole fight and just went off of control and takedowns. But instead, Mirab was kind of teeing off on him. He was frustrated, Piotr, with the takedowns. I felt like some of those takedown attempts weren't meant to succeed. I felt like he kept shooting in for takedowns, especially like the single legs and the ankle picks he was going for, was to basically keep Piotr confused on what Mirab's going to do. I like how Mirab was mixing in his elbows. I like how he was throwing punches before he would shoot in for the takedowns. And Peter, it just seemed like he didn't have an answer. So I thought it was a good fight. Good show for Mirab. What do you think is next?
It's tough, man, because it's like Aljamain won't be the next guy. So you got to think, like with Tito, he's busy. Sean O'Malley, he's busy. Piotr just beat him. Cody Sanhagen. that he's about to have a fight with Cheeto. Like, who's even free, you know, for him to fight? It seems like there's kind of a bottleneck at the top right now.
I mean, I feel like he's next in line. I mean, really, really, if he could get a title eliminator bout and get Sean O'Malley, but I don't think the UFC is going to set that up. I think the UFC really wants to keep Sean at a distance and keep him waiting for a title shot. And I know they want Marab to go for a title shot per Dana White's comments in the post-fight press conference, but he might have to sit around and wait, because if he's not going to fight Aljo, and I don't blame him for not fighting Aljo. They're tight homeboys. They're good training partners with each other. He's going to have to wait till the Cejudo fight is done. In my opinion, win or lose, Aljamain Sterling should move up. Move up to featherweight, do Marab the solid. Let Marab fight Sean O'Malley for the vacant title. Or let Marab fight Cheeto, the winner. Yeah, if Cheeto, if he beats Sandhagen for the vacant title. Either or, however you guys want to do it. I don't think Aljo should be sitting around after this fight with Cejudo. To me, this is like the big money fight for Aljo at bantamweight. Let him get it done and then just move on, because you can't keep Marab in the back. I think Marab right now, after Aljo, he's the next guy at bantamweight. To me, it's Aljamain, Marab. Of course, we'll have to see about the Cejudo thing, but it's going to be Aljamain, Marab. I guess you could put Sean O'Malley there. If Cheeto wins, I'll put Cheeto above Sean O'Malley. But we'll see, man. It's kind of a log jam at 135 right now. So I mean, I think it's kind of a good thing, man, because 135 is a killer division, you know? Because there's also who's the guy that got a submission earlier tonight? Mario Bautista. He's also in the bantamweight, he's looking like he could be a future bantamweight contender. Then a guy that I wasn't expecting to win, Jonathan Martinez, that he beats Saeed Nurmagomedov. So he's another one that he's trying to climb the ranks of bantamweight. So bantamweight is looking exciting, and hopefully later on this year we'll get to see some of that logjam get cleared up.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I was thinking the same thing. You know, like it's a good problem to have. Good problem to have when you have a lot of good people who, you know, want to fight each other, and they are actually fighting each other. So, like, probably I say right around the time we get to May, there'd be a clear path for 135, especially after the Cejudo fight happens. So, you know, shouts out to them for putting on a pretty good fight, and shouts out to Dvalishvili for especially putting on a very good performance. You know, that was cool to see. On the other side of the house of things in MMA, we had Ben Henderson. He announced his retirement. Definitely shouts out to Ben Henderson. He's had an amazing career. Former UFC champion. You know, definitely continued his career outside of the UFC. Had kind of, you know, mixed results here and there. But overall, I would say, I'd say he's a legend of the sport. You know, I think he's done enough to earn that right. And, you know, definitely good luck to him in retirement.
Absolutely, man. Benson Henderson, I think he has quite a few title defenses. If I'm not mistaken, I think he has 3 title defenses. He's beat some good guys in the UFC. He's actually has a good record in the UFC. Bellator, his record is kind of 50-50. It's a little shaky. But as you know, that's him being on the tail end of his kind of on his career. So I think that Benson Henderson, if you do a top 10 lightweights of all time throughout the history of MMA, I will not be mad at anybody that puts Benson Henderson in that top 10. Now, wherever you rank him, that's an argument and debate amongst your peers, your friends, your family, whoever you give a fuck about. But I think Benson Henderson, he is a lightweight legend, and I do believe, due to his accolades and contributions to the sport, he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Now, is he first ballot? I don't know. I don't know. He could make an argument for first ballot for sure. But once again, maybe that's just a debate for another day. But congrats to Ben Henderson. Hopefully he could enjoy his retirement, and whatever he chooses to do, I hope he becomes successful and he prospers at it. Excuse me.
So moving on from last weekend and moving forward into next weekend, we have, you know, the middle of fight week where we're currently at and probably where you're currently listening to us. UFC 286, Usman versus Edwards, the trilogy fight to end, you know, the result. They've flip-flopped fights and wins. I guess this would be the rubber match, right?
Yep, the trilogy. Yep, the rubber match. Exactly.
So, how do you want to do this card? Do you have anything to say about the prelims at all before we move into the main card?
Let me actually just pull up the prelims to see. Okay. So right away, I think one of the talking points that we should kind of highlight, and I know other MMA media has already highlighted, but the Joanne Wood fight has been removed from the pay-per-view onto like the early prelim. So it's got demoted severely. Excuse me. But for the reason for that, I don't really know. So hopefully those two ladies can put on a show and prove that they should have been on a pay-per-view. Let me see what else. Okay, forgive me if I jack this name up, but Muhammad, what's it? Mokaev, forgive me, please correct me in the comments. I'm interested to see he's going to fight because he's kind of a flyweight prospect, and I know that he's looking to climb the rankings and get some big fights. Jack Shore versus Marquand Amirkhani. I think that might be a showcase fight for Jack Shore. But
I think so too.
But Amirkhani has, you know, he's won a few fights, so we'll see. This is a good test for Jack Shore to see if he's ready or not. That's all my notes right now for prelims. How about yourself?
My thing about Marquand Amirkhani is that he is like, I'm not sure how he's going to show up to the fight, you know, because I feel like his results are so mixed. It's like, I think he either is going to get a finish most of the time, or he's going to lose his fights. And that's really the way it is. And I feel like when it's like that, it's hard for me to really feel confident that he's going to win. I like to see the Lerone Murphy fight versus Gabriel Santos. Lerone Murphy has been kind of doing his thing in the UFC, and he's kind of on a good, nice win streak right now, actually beating Marquand Amirkhani.
Okay.
But otherwise, I say, you know, for me, that's about it for now before we move into the main card.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Main card time, listeners, viewers. And we're going to start with the first fight at middleweight. Bobby Vettori versus Roman
Dalidze.
There we go. I apologize. Nigel is our resident translator. So I'm going to start off. I remember seeing Roman fight Jack Hermanson. He beat the brakes off of Jack Hermanson. I think that was a big surprise because, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was a short notice fight for Roman. Jack Hermanson wasn't originally supposed to fight him. You could check the record and check my statement to see if I'm right or wrong.
You're right. I remember that fight.
Marv Vettori, depending on who you talk to, he's either a top five middleweight or he's right there to being in the top five of middleweights. Marvin Vettori is very much a tough out. The only people he didn't beat, as you know, is to Adesanya and, Adesanya and Robert Whittaker. Those are the only two people that put a pummeling on him and took him to school. I can understand why Vettori is the favorite. He has fought tougher competition. He has, he showed that he's very durable, even though he might get hit a lot in certain fights. He shows that it's still not going to face him. He's still going to continue to fight until the bell. He has good wrestling. So you shouldn't sleep on his wrestling. I think I might pick Roman for the upset. And the reason why, yeah, I know. I'm going to pick Roman for the upset. When I see him beat the brakes off of Jack Hermanson, I was like, this guy might be something at middleweight. He might be a little – he didn't just eke out a decision win.
He beat him.
He beat him.
He beat him.
So I'm like, this guy might be something. He might be something. Now, maybe I might be biting more than I could chew or however the fuck you say that. But, yeah, I think I'm going to pull – I'm going to choose Roman by decision. And I could be wrong, but fuck it. This is what I believe from the eye test. I know that's not a good breakdown of that fight far as like Roman goes, but I haven't really seen much of him outside of the Jack Hermanson. Sure, I could watch some older fights, but I'd rather just talk about the fight of the only middleweight contender he fought. So,
you know, what I'll say is I actually agree with you, and I'm going to have him going for a late finish or decision. Only because, like you, I watched the Jack Hermanson fight, and that fight wasn't like Jack Hermanson had, you know, was necessarily very competitive is what I'll say. Like,
right.
He beat him down, and not only that, I think Marvin Vettori, while I think he would win this fight, I think he'd win this fight by decision. And I think the guy who has the more chance to finish in this fight might be Roman Dolezzi.
Yeah.
Marvin Vettori is good and he is solid, but I don't think he necessarily excels in any one thing. He's good because he's solid and he's well-rounded, you know?
And he's durable.
And he's durable.
I know a lot of people might not be a fan of his persona, but far as the fighter go, I really think Marvin Vettori is a tough out. Yeah, I think it's gonna be kind of hard to put a guy like that away. If Roman puts him away, man, I think he might need to get a top five fight next, because that's a big statement. Even the champions of the division didn't put Marvin Vettori away. So yeah, I'm going by Roman Dolezzi, right? Is that by decision?
All right. So moving on to the next fight, the second fight on the card, Jennifer Maia versus Casey O'Neill. Now, in my opinion, I'm not going to lie, I haven't seen many of these fights that these women are in, but okay. I do know that Casey O'Neill is unbeaten at the moment, and she is on a little bit of a streak in the UFC. Yeah. I would like to see her and see how she performs against somebody like Jennifer Maia. Jennifer Maia is obviously a tough opponent. She just recently had a title shot recently. So right. This isn't going to be an easy fight for her, but I feel like this is a good fight to see where she's at. She's fighting a competitor and a former contender. So I'm interested to see the fight. And I would say off the strength of what I've seen, I'll give the fight to Jennifer Maia just because I know how tough of an opponent she actually is.
Jennifer Maia is a tough opponent. She's not a walk in the park. I think right now this is Casey O'Neill's time to shine. I think that just like the Jack Shore fight Makwan, I think this is kind of like a showcase fight for Casey O'Neill. I feel like she has to beat the Jennifer Maias of the world to prove that she's ready to fight for the title. If she doesn't beat the Jennifer Maias of the world, then it's either that she needs to go back and work on her game a lot more, obviously, or she might not be cut out for this level of competition. So in my opinion, this is a big fight for Casey O'Neill as far as like step up in competition. I'm going with Casey O'Neill by decision.
Okay. All right. Well, third fight on the card we have is Gunnar Nelson versus Brian Barberena. I think this fight is interesting because these are two guys who have a little bit of a grappling game to them, who also like to strike. Gunnar Nelson, his matches are interesting because I feel like he's had some mixed results in the UFC, but he's not necessarily like a slouch of a fighter. Like, I think he has decent stand up, and I think his ground game is what a lot of people fear. That being said, though, I think Brian Barberena has the pressure in his game to go and beat somebody like a Gunnar Nelson and kind of, I would say, lead the pace of the fight. I don't think he'll necessarily overwhelm him, but I think he does have the ability to take over the fight and lead the pace, leading to a win for him. I would say a decision win for Brian Barberena.
So I agree that Brian Barberena is probably going to win. I predicted him to win. I actually predicted him by third round TKO. I think the reason why I say third round because of the short notice. If he was scheduled for this fight originally, I probably would bump that up to like a second round TKO, maybe even a first. I feel like Gunnar Nelson, he's a good – Gunnar Nelson can fight. Problem I have with Gunnar Nelson is he can be a little inconsistent. And yes, his grappling is kind of his strong suit, but he's been beaten in the grappling before. Hence the main event, one of the main event fighters is Leon Edwards, the champ. You know, he beat Gunnar Nelson off of grappling. I just think that also Gunnar Nelson is a little chitty. And Brian Barberena, man, he got some power. And if he gets his rhythm going, his mojo going, I don't think it's going to be – I can't see Gunnar Nelson getting in a firefight with Brian Barberena and walking out of that okay. Now, if he knocks out Brian, holy smokes. But I think Brian Barberena is going to pressure him like you were saying. I think he's going to score a third-round TKO.
All right. Well, moving on to the co-main event, Justin Gaethje versus Rafael Fiziev. Interesting fight. I think a lot of people want to see this because they know it's going to be a firefight. I think out of all the fights on the card, if there's a guaranteed firefight, it will probably be Justin Gaethje versus Rafael Fiziev.
Okay.
I think this fight is interesting. It's going to be a stand-up fight, and Rafael Fiziev is somebody with the stand-up to be somebody like a Justin Gaethje. Gaethje has the chin, and I would say a decent little bit of power to be a threat to somebody like Rafael Fiziev. I don't think he has a superior stand-up to beat somebody like Rafael Fiziev, however, but I think he can pose problems. I think Rafael Fiziev is going to win this fight by second-round TKO.
Oh, okay.
I think that he's going to be the more precise fighter, and I think that will go to show. I think when Justin Gaethje can get in these firefights with people, I think he ends up leaving himself open in a way that Rafael Fiziev can exploit.
Yeah, I'm going with Fiziev, but by decision, actually. I think this fight is going to be pretty competitive. I think everybody has kind of predicted this may be the fight of the night, and rightfully so. I think Fiziev is going to win because I think he's just going to be able to land the better shots against between him and Justin. I think Justin gets hit a lot in his fights. He doesn't have really a good striking defense. His wrestling is just non-existent. I know a lot of people like to be like, oh, well, his wrestling. But, you know, you got to point to me a fight where he uses his wrestling in an effective manner that helped him win a fight. And you're not going to find one in the UFC. Maybe back in the WSOF days, you could probably pull something out. But if you do, that means nothing till today. Because guess what? He hasn't used it throughout his UFC career. So I think Fiziev is going to win. I think he's going to be the busier fighter on the feet. I don't think it's going to be all peaches and cream for Fiziev because Justin Gaethje, the dude can box. He is kind of a tough dude. He's not somebody that you can just come in and just knock him out with ease. He's not that type of fighter. You're going to have to kind of respect the striking a little bit before you get knocked out. And I don't think Fiziev is a dumb fighter. I just feel like he put away RDA, and RDA is a tough out. That to beat RDA is, in my opinion, I like to rank RDA pretty high. I think RDA is a fantastic, well-rounded fighter. And for Fiziev to do what he did to RDA, and Fiziev was struggling in that fight too, by the way, for him to do what he did to RDA, I think he could have success on the feet against Justin Gaethje. I don't think this fight is a pickup. I think Fiziev should win this fight. But if Gaethje wins, I don't think I would be all that surprised as well. But I am picking Fiziev to win by decision.
Moving on to the main event, we have Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman. Leon Edwards, the champion, in reverse of the last time this matchup was made. This is the rematch, like I said, the rubber match of the trilogy. And we are at an interesting point in the trilogy. I don't know exactly how this next fight will go. I think Leon Edwards would do best to definitely get on his bike a lot faster than he did in the last fight, because it seemed like, even though the fight, I would say Kamaru Usman dominated the fight, it seemed like Leon Edwards, I'm not sure if he got tired or just kind of, I'm not sure what it was, but it seemed like at a certain point in the fight, he just kind of slowed down. And then he picked it up, obviously, in the fifth round, getting the TKO or the knockout. But I think if Kamaru Usman could replicate his plan, he can win. But I think if Leon Edwards can get more in the rhythm early, this fight can be very interesting and very close. So I like to pick Kamaru Usman because I feel like when it comes to the ground game, he's just way more dominant in that area than I would say Leon Edwards is in his area in comparison to the fight. Because let's not say, you know, Kamaru Usman can't necessarily do any damage on the feet, because he was hanging in there for 4 out of 5 rounds. So I would like to give this fight to Kamaru Usman for the third round by decision. I'm sorry, third fight.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you as well. I think Kamaru Usman is going to win by decision. I think this fight is actually going to be a bit more competitive than the first fight. For those who remember the first fight, I think the judges had a 3-1 going into that fifth round. Usman was kind of like having his way, in a sense. He was pressing him against the cage, you know, just he was trying to knock him out and shit like that, dragging him down. He was having it. I feel like in that fifth round, you could tell Leon Edwards was a little deflated, but his coaches, they got him right back in the fight, and then boom, head kick, and then the rest was history. I don't think Leon Edwards is going to pull off another head kick. I don't. I think that is lightning in the bottle. Congratulations, Leon, and you should always celebrate that for the rest of your life. I think this fight is going to be a little more competitive because I think Leon is going to fix the holes that he had. I expect Kamaru Usman to take more of a heavy clinch. You might see some more takedowns approaching this fight. You're going to see, this is probably going to be the Usman that fought Masvidal in Fight Island. Probably the Usman that fought the welterweight, the Viking welterweight everybody was hyped for, but Usman beat him and he started doing that 30%. Emil something, right?
I can't even remember, man, but I know what you're talking about. I gotta look it up.
Listeners, let us know. Viewers, let us know. I think you're going to see that. You're going to see a more safe, cautious Usman who's, you know, who's not really going to try to get in some striking exchanges. He's really just going to pressure Leon, drag him down, takedowns. If the TKO or if the ground and pound is there, he's going to try to go for it. I don't think you're going to see Usman taking a lot of risk. I think Usman is going to, I'm not going to say he's going to play it safe, but don't expect boxing Usman. I think actually I'm going to be 100% real. We might not never see boxing Usman again. The only time we'll see Usman box and try to KO somebody is if that person doesn't have good striking. If they don't have good striking, expect to see a highlight KO. But since Leon Edwards, who's fantastic on the feet, by the way, I don't see Usman trying to play that type of game. I don't think he wants to get knocked out again or picked off and beat on the feet. I think he's going to strike to take down, to push against the fence, wear him down, rough him up a little bit. If he can score a finish, cool. But I just don't see that happening. My pick is Usman by decision. It's going to be a little competitive, but don't be surprised, listeners, if you see a 49-46, 48-47 at best.
The fighter you were referring to was Emil Weber Meek.
There we go. Yep. I knew it was Emil something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that performance from Usman did not get him any fans at all.
Hey, I mean, that was around the time when he was just taking people down and working them to death.
Yeah.
Damian Maia time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, I think it's going to be an exciting fight to watch. I'm excited to see UFC 286, you know, or at least, you know, the fights that we've talked about. I'm definitely excited for those. So,
yeah, I'm happy, you know, 5 p.m. time. I think it's going to be I'm excited, early time, I should say. And I think it's going to be a good card. I know some people are like, oh, this card is kind of mid a little bit. Yeah, at the main event, we all want to see. But remember, the Islam Makhachev and the Alexander Volkanovski card wasn't that great either. And it turned out to be an exciting card. So I feel like people should just give this a chance, top to bottom, watch it. And if it turns out to be a dud, but hey, it's not your first time watching MMA. Well, if you're watching this podcast, it's not your first time watching MMA. But if it turns out to be great, be like, see, told you, just give it a chance. So I'm not expecting like fireworks from this card, but I'm expecting to see some good fights.
Do you have anything else for the listeners?
Basically, just follow us at the Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram, Advise Highly on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube at the Highly Advised Podcast. Thank you, listeners and viewers, as always. We definitely going to be back here next week reviewing the card. Listeners, viewers, if you guys have suggestions for us, let us know. We'll definitely like to bring that up and talk about it. And we might even give you a shout out with it. I'm eager for UFC 286. I know Nigel is because he already mentioned it. And hopefully you guys watching this or listening to this is as well.
All right, y'all. Well, we'll see y'all next week. Have a good one. We're out. Peace.